In Mishnayis is Kalayim. We're up to the end of the third parak, the last Mishnah Zayin. Again, Delas Biyorik. If you want to plant now this Delas, this pumpkins, in a field that you planted already, Yerokos, vegetables. So Kiyorik, it has a lochana like a vegetable, that you only have to be marchig, you have to separate between this and the other one, six tfochim. What about the Visvua? Let's say you want to plant now this Delas in a field that you're already planting Tfua, wheat. Then we have to be machmi, you have to leave over a base roiva kav, which is 10 amas and a fifth of an amma, by 10 amas and a fifth of an amma, in between the delas and the tua. What about hoiso sedeyu zerua tua? Let's say you had a field that you are growing wheat in it. Now you wanted to plant a whole row of these pumpkins. Not only one deluyim, but a whole row. So now we have a kula that noislim lo lavoidoso shisha tvachim. It's enough to have separated on each side six tvachim. True, along the erech has to be 10 amas and a half. But the width, it's enough just to have six tvachim. Since it's a whole row, it looks like two separate growings, therefore it's enough to have six tvachim. V'im higdilo, let's say though after you made the separation and you planted the deluyim, now the leaves start to grow up and on top they look like they're attached, they're touching the wheat, then yakem lefoneho, you have to pull out these leaves that are in front of it, that it should not look like they're attached. Rabbi Yossi says, nois nin lo avoidosa arba amos. You have to leave over arba amos. For this row of the luyim that you want to plant now, but here the saw the hatfua, you have to leave over 4 amas. There is not enough just to have 6 tvachim, but he holds you have to have 4 amas. Omru loy, so they said back to him, hasach mizum in a gefen, could this be more chum and more strict than the locher of a gefen? So by gefanim, you only have to leave over 6 tvachim. Sakam over here, you have to leave over Daladamas. Or Malahem, so Rabbi Yossi said back, Motzinu Shezu Chamurim in Agefen, yes, we find out that this could be more strict than by planting by your vineyards. Shelagefen Yechidis, because if you're planting one Gefen, one grape, Yechidis Neusten Lo Avadosa Shishetvachim, you only have to leave over 6 tvachim. For the last Yechidis Neusten Lo Beis Reva, and we have before though, if you plant one pumpkin like, you have to leave over a base roi v'akav. So you see, the last is more chama, more strict than a gefen. Rabbi Meir says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Shloisha Deluyim Leveso. If you want to plant 3 deluyim, 3 pumpkins in a field of a beso, Lo Yovi Zeru L'Toich Beso. You cannot plant anything else in this beso. Now a beso is 50 amas by 50 amas. So if you have 3 deluyim planting in this 50 amas by 50 amas, you're not allowed to bring anything else in the middle of it, or else it would be an isaklayim. Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotif Efrosi Omar, Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotif from Efros, says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Shloisha deluyim lebeis kur. No, if you have 3 deluyim growing in a beis kur, is lo yovi zer l'toich beis kur. You can't bring any other growings, any other vegetables in the size in this base kur. A base kur, that's a field of 70 shivim b'chamishis elef amo merubas. Now a base kur, that's a place that you could plant there or shloshim sotfua. So for that tishita, if you have 3 deluyim planted there, then there'll be an issa klayim if you plant anything else in there. Alright, now Mishnah will start Perek Revi'i. Your Mishnah Aleph. Karachas HaKerim. If you have like a bald spot in the middle of your kerim, in the middle of your vineyard, like now on the next few prokem are going to be talking about the locha of Issa Klai HaKerim, which is to have other things growing in the middle of your vineyard, in the middle of the grapes. So if you have a bald spot, nothing growing in the middle of a big vineyard, so Beishamai Yomim Beishamai says, Eschrim v'yarba amus. It has to be a space of 24 amus by 24 amus, empty. Then you're allowed to plant something else, another type of yerokos, in the middle. Beis Hillel says, no, all you have to have is just shesh esrei amo. If you have 16 amus by 16 amus, that's enough. And we'll soon see the Svara of Beis Hillel is that you have to leave over 4 amas on each side, and that in the middle it has to be at least a shear of 8 amas in the middle to give it a shear chashrif to say that it's not bottled to the kerem. Because if in the middle would be less than 8 amas, then that would also be part of the kerem. It would be also to plant other yerokos in the middle of a kerem. Now, mechil hakerem. Mechil hakerem means at the end of the vineyard. That is between the gate and the vines. How much space do you have to have there in order to plant something else there? So, beisharmai yomrim sheish esrei amas. Enough to have 16 amas between the end of your vineyard and the gate, the end of the field. If you have 16 amas empty there, you're allowed to plant something else. No, it's enough to have just 12 amas. Like, you have to leave over 4 amas after the kerem, and then since you have another 8 amas, that's a shir choshev, it's not bottled to the kerem, so you're allowed to plant something else in those 8 amas. Now, v'yezehi karachas hakerem, what is considered the aloha of a karachas, of a bald spot, in the kerem, that according to Beisharmai you have to have 24, and according to Beis Hillel you have to have 16, that's kerem shechorav miyem tzol. That means in the middle of the vineyard, it's a little empty there. It's like it came bald there. There's nothing growing there in the middle of the vineyard. Then you have to have, according to Beis Hillel, 16 amas by 16 amas empty. Emein shom sheish esrei amo lo yovi zera l'shom. It's according to Beis Hillel, if there's not 16 amas by 16 amas empty, you cannot bring or plant other seeds there. Hoyu shom sheish esrei amo. Let's say there was 16 amas empty there. Then noistim lo avodosoi. You have to first leave over 4 amas empty. That's called avodosoi, enough space to work on the kerem. Then v'zerei asamoiser. You're allowed to plant the middle 8 amas, like we said. If you have 16 amas, so by 16 amas, so each side of it, 4 amas near this side of the kerem and 4 amas near the other side of the kerem, you have to leave empty. That's called kedei avodas hakerem. So the middle 8 amas, that you're allowed to plant other type of yerokas, other type of vegetables, even though it's considered in the middle of a kerem. Mishneh Beis. What's considered the aloch of a mechil hakerem means the outer space of a kerem. That means bein kerem la goder, between the end of the vineyard and the gate. Because if there there's a space, emein shom shtei mesre yama, if you do not have at least 12 amas empty there, nothing growing there, so then if you don't have that much, then even according to Beis Hillel, is lo yovi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to plant other type of vegetables, something else there. What about hoyu shom shtei mesre yama? Let's say you did have 12 amas empty there at the end of your vineyard between the end and the gate. Then according to Beis Hillel, noisnim loy avidosa, you have to first leave over 4 amas near the kerem, and then the next 8 amas, vizareyas hamoisar, you're allowed to plant in the rest, the next 8 amas you're allowed to plant there.
Mishneh Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues like on the Mishneh before, and he says, Ein ze ele geder hakerem. This is not the case of a mechil hakerem, like the Mishneh said before, but rather that's called just geder hakerem, that's just the defense of the kerem. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, such a case where the kerem ends, and you have a space between the end of the kerem and the gate, he holds that's not called mechil hakerem. You do not have to have 12 amas empty there, according to Beis Hillel. But rather, as long as you have 4 amas and a little bit more, so all you have to do is first leave over 4 amas, which is by the end of the kerem, and then anything left, since it's only between the fence and that, you allow to plant there, even if it's only 6 or 7 amas empty there. Just leave over the 4 amas near the kerem, and the rest between that space, those 4 amas, and together, you're allowed to plant. That's not called Mechil HaKerem, Rabbi Yehuda says, but rather that's just called Geder HaKerem. And the svar is, because since it's near the wall, everybody sees that something else is not going to be bottled to the kerem. But rather, V'ezehu Mechil HaKerem, what is the case of a Mechil HaKerem that according to Beis Hillel, you have to have 12 amos empty? That's Bein Shnei HaKromim, in between two different vineyards. That's the pshat. Each vineyard by itself is its own field. And if there's a space in between one and a second one, and now you want to plant in that space in between, here Beis Hillel holds you have to have 12 amas in between. Now, Ezehu Goder, what is considered a Geder? How high does the wall have to be to give it a shame wall? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to plant there as long as you have 4 amis between the Kerem and there. Shehu Gavoya Asar Tfachim. The wall has to at least be 10 Tfachim high. The Choritz, who are then if you have a trench, if it's deep in the ground, a hole deep in the ground, Shu'omak Asar of Rachav Arbo, if it's 10 Tfachim deep and 4 Tfachim wide, that's also considered like a Geder, and you'd also be able to plant by the end of the Kerem. If you leave over 4 amos until this Geder or this Choritz, you would be allowed to plant other type of Yerokos there. There would be no Issa Klai HaKerem.
Mishneh Dalet. Mechitzas HaKonim.
Let's say you have the fence at the end of your Kerem was made out of reeds. That's called Mechitza, or Mechitza fence you made HaKonim from reeds. Im ein ben kone lechaveroi shloisha tfachim. Notice it's a fence just made in those sticks, like sticking up like a bamboo fence. So if you don't have between one stick and the next stick 3 tfachim, so in other words, we could say love, but we consider as if it's attached, which is kedesh yekone sagdi, in order that a kid should not be able to go through it. If harezu kemechitza, then we consider this wall like a good wall. And therefore, the locher is, like we'll see, if you have a wall at the end of your kerem, so then on the other side of the wall, you're allowed to plant vegetables. There wouldn't be an issa klai ha-kerem, since you have a fence between the kerem and what you're growing now. So what type of a fence do you need? That's the chiddush of this mishnah, even though it's only a mechitza sakonim. It's only a fence made out of reeds, which is holy, you can see straight through, but since there's less than 3 tfachim in between one and the next, it's considered lovet, and it's called a mechitza. Now, another locher is what's going to be the goder shenifrats. Let's say you had a fence all the way at the end of your vineyard, and on the other side of the fence you planted vegetables. And now shenifrats, let's say there's a hole, part of the fence broke through, there's a hole, you can walk straight through the fence. So it depends. Ad eser amos, if the hole is less than 10 amos wide, hareyu kepesach. We consider that space as if it's a door space there, and it still has a locha like a mechitza. And therefore, you're still allowed to keep the vegetables growing on the other side of this pesach, of this hole. What about yeser mikain? Let's say the hole is wider than 10 amos wide. Then we say the opening there has no mechitza there. It's not called like a pesach. So therefore, then the halacha is keneged ha-piritzasa, right opposite this hole, that's not considered, there's a mechitza there. So therefore, you're not allowed to plant vegetables right next to the kerem, unless you have a good separation like we had before. You have to have 16 amos in between, or 12 amos in between. But to say the halacha as if there's a fence there, and you're allowed to plant right on the other side of the fence, since there's a breakage in the fence, which is wider than 10 amis, it's not called like a fence, like a mechitza, and therefore opposite this hole on the other side, you're not allowed to plant vegetables. But the rest of the fence that's up, that's called a good mechitza, there you're allowed to plant on the other side of the fence right away. What about nifritzuvoi perotzes harvi? Let's say it had a lot of holes in this fence. No hole by itself was wide 10 amis. Each one was only, let's say, 2 or 3 amis. But you had a lot of holes throughout the fence. So is this fence called the mechitza or not? So it depends. Im ha'oy made meruba ala poritz. If the standing part, the mechitza part, is more than the holy part, then the breakage is mutter. Then we consider it to be one straight wall. And on the ladder, plant vegetables on the other side of the wall, even opposite the hole, the openings. Because the openings is considered like a pesach. But what about v'im ha'poritz meruba ala oymed? Let's say the openings are bigger, are wider than the oymed, more, not wider, but altogether you add up the space of the openings, they're more than the oymed, than the standing part, than the closed part, then the locher is connected up here, also. Then that's not called the mechitza, opposite the hole. All the parts that are holy, that is broken through, you're not allowed to plant vegetables on the other side of it, unless you have a good hachok of 16 amis in between, or 12 amis in between. But what's the opposite of the mechitzas, what's standing, so some of us should learn that each mechitza has to at least be 4 amos wide. If it's not 4 amos wide, it's not called a mechitza either. But as long as it's 4 amos wide, that by itself has a shem mechitza. Therefore, the opposite of this is good. You're allowed to plant other vegetables right opposite the kerem. Mishnah Hei.
Hanoiteya Shuro Shel Chomesh Gefanim. If in one row you plant five vines, five Gefanim, but it's in one row, one straight row. So Beishamayama says Kerem. This is enough to make it into a Kerem. And there's Aloch now, like we had the Mishnahs before. If you plant a Kerem, so you always have to leave over four Ames at the end of it before you plant something else. If it would not have a shame Kerem of vineyard, if it just planted one vine by itself, then it would be enough just to go away six Tfachim. So what gives a few vines a name vineyard? So Beishamai says it's enough to have one row with five Gefanim, that gives it a shame Kerem. And therefore now, if you want to plant something else, you always have to leave over first four Ames empty. Oh, Beisilo says, Eino Kerem, no, it's not considered a Kerem yet, a vineyard yet. Hachiyil Shom Shteshurus, unless you have at least two rows of these five Gefanim growing there. But one row alone would not give it a shame, Kerem, would still only be called like a Yochid, like a one Gefen, that it's enough to separate six Tvachim. So this is Beis Hillel Lekula. But opposite, this is a Machlekes Lechumra also. Because Lefikach, therefore, Hazareh Ya'ar Ba'amis Sheva Kerem. Let's say somebody does an Issa. He has a Kerem, and he plants now within the first four Amis, away from the Kerem, he plants Yerakos. So he makes an Issa Klaya Kerem. Now the Lochari is Klaya Kerem becomes Asa Bahanoah. You're not allowed to have enjoyment neither from the vegetable, neither from the Kerem. So now, how much of the vineyard becomes also? So the law is that Beishamayim and Beishamay says, Kidesh Shurachas. It's only the first row of vines that become also. Now let's say somebody went and planted three Amis right after the vineyard. You have, let's say, 100 rows of vines growing. And the next two Amis, right after that, he planted some vegetables. So the law is, there's an Issachar Kerem here. And therefore, the Yerakos, the vegetables become Asabanur. Now the question is, how much of the vineyard also becomes Asabanur? It's not the whole vineyard, but just according to Beishamai, only the first row becomes Asabanur. Because true, the Torah says there's an Issachlai HaKerem. So the least amount of what makes up a Kerem becomes Asabanur. But the rest of the rows away from the Yerakos, that does not become Asabanur. So according to Beishamai, that one row is called a Kerem, that one row becomes Asabano. But according to Beis Hillel, Kidesh Shteshurois. No, one row by itself is not called a Kerem yet. So when the Torah says there's an Issa of Klaya Kerem, therefore means the first two rows become Asa. Now this lesson of Kiddush means, like I was saying, since it becomes Asabano, it's called like Kiddush, it's separated, that it's Asabano. That's this lesson of Kiddush, that this Kerem becomes Asabano. So therefore, here Beis Hillel is a chumra that one row is not enough, but you have to have two rows to become also bahanur. Now, just one thing in the Mishnah before, just that the Beis Hillel says you have to have two rows. So two rows, according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to have five gefanim in each row, but the Rambam says enough to have three. At least you have to have three gefanim in each row. So kids, if you have two rows with three, in other words, six gefanim there, that makes a kerem. Now the next Mishnah explains a little bit different. Mishnah Vav. What's going to be now? Hanoteya Shtayim, Kineged Shtayim. You plant taka like your two rows, but two Gefanim on this side and two Gefanim on the other side, two opposite two. Now, the Mishnah before said if you have three on each side, that's for sure Kerem. Now we're saying a Chiddush here, sometimes you don't have to have six, it's enough just to have five, that would also make it a Kerem according to Beis Hillel. How was that? And the fifth one comes out like a tail in front of those two. That's the way it comes out. So this is a machlekes. Does it mean like you have three on top and two on bottom? Or does it mean no, you have two above two? And then the fifth one comes out like a tail in the middle of it, outwards. So that's a shayla. If you have two against two, like a row of two and two, and then the fifth one is above, on top of, in between both of them, like a tail sticking out, that's also considered a kerem according to Beis Hillel. That's called Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'Yachas. That's called Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'Yachas Yetzizonah. What's going to be though if Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, you have two against two, so you have a row of two on top and two on bottom, and V'Yachas Bein Tayim, and one in the middle. One in the middle would also mean, let's say one in the middle would mean the top row would be three, and you'd have one in the middle, and the bottom row would just be two at the end. In other words, top, there's top two and bottom two, and on the top row now there's another one, a fifth one in the middle of it. That's called a bein tayim, which is no good. Or else, oishtayim keneged shtayim, again you have two on top and two on bottom, the yachas b'emtz, and the fifth one is right smack in the middle of them. That's also no good. Ain't a kerem. It's not considered a kerem according to Beis Hillel. Shiyu shtayim keneged shtayim, lest you have to have two against two, the yachas yetzes onuf. And the fifth one has to go out in front of those two like a tail. That's the only time you have a kerem with five vines. Mishnah Zayin. Hanoteya shura achas patech shaloi. Let's say you plant one row in your own land, one row of kerem. Veshura achas patech shachaveroi. And then you plant a second row of vines, it's in your neighbor's fields though. And v'derech hayochid v'derech harabim b'yemtza. There's a road, a path, whether it's a private path or a public path in between. Or else v'godeh shehu nomach mi'asar tfochim. Or else you have a fence there, which is less than 10 tfachim in between. Is harayelu mitzarfus. Yishno still is called mitzarf, and we look as if these two rows are together, and it's considered a kerem, even according to Beis Hillel. What about gavoya mi'asar tfachim? Let's say the fence in between is 10 tfachim tall. That's called the mechitza, then ain't a mitzarfus. Then we do not put them together. It's not mitzarf, it's not called a kerem here. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Erson Milmala, Rabbi Yehuda says, if let's say like on top of the fence the leaves mix up with one another, Harielo Mitzarfas, then we look as if it's one kerem, and it would be considered a kerem, since the vines like override, go over the fence, and on top of the fence the vines are mixing one with the other, the leaves are mixing, that's also considered a kerem according to Beis Hillel. Now that at the beginning of the Mishnah says that even though there's a path between your row and the next row, still it's mitzaref, and even if it's a public path, avada does not mean a rishus rabba mamish, which is 16 amis wide. Rashi say it means that it's less than 8 amis between one and the other. Since there's less than 8 amis between one and the other, so we do not have a shia chashav of 4 amis for this one or 4 amis for that one, therefore the mitzaref we look as if it's one kerem. Mishneches, Hanoiteya Shtei Shurus. Let's say first you planted these two rows of gefanim, of vines. So now, Im Ein Beneim Shmein Amis, if there's not 8 Amis space in between one row and the next row, so then that's called a kerem, like we learned before. It's Mitzarif, according to Beis Hillel. These two rows make up a kerem, and therefore the locher is Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham. You can't plant anything else in between, because it's called a kerem. Because if it wouldn't be called a kerem, it'd only be called like one gefen. So then the loch is, if you marchik six tfachim, you're allowed to plant something else. But here, since these two rows make up a gefen, make up a kerem, now the loch is like we had before, you have to leave over space in between one and the other, 16 amis by 16 amis. So therefore, if you don't have 8 amis in between, so therefore the loch is, here at least, it makes up for a kerem. Therefore, if there's less than 8 amis in between, it's mitzarif to make it into a kerem, you can plant something else in between. But let's say if it was wider than 8 amis, then they're not mitzarif, it's not called a kerem, then we said you could plant something else in between, as long as you would be machrik 6 tfachim. What about hoyusholish? Let's say you had 3 rows of vines growing. So now, imein bein shuru lechaverta sheshes v'yama. If you don't have a space of 16 amis in between them, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant something else in between. In other words, here when you have 3, here it's called like a kerem godel. And this is the Mishnah we had at the beginning. So when you have a big kerem, and if you have a bald spot in the middle, you could only plant something else in the middle if there's a space of 16 amis by 16 amis. So therefore here, since you have now 3 rows, as long as there's not 16 amis space in between one and the other, then it's considered like a kerem, and you're not allowed to plant something else in between. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer Mishum Chananya ben Chachinai, that afilu chorvohem tzois, even if the whole middle row got destroyed, ve'ein ben shuru l'chaverta sheish esri amah, but you should know there's not 16 amis in between the first row and the third row. So the locher is lo yovi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to plant something else now in the middle. And the chiddush is because she'ilu mitchilu natan, because if you would have just planted it now at the beginning, just these two rows, one row here and one row more than 8 amis away, harei zeh muta b'shmein amis, you would be able to plant something else in between if they'd be separated by 8 amis. Because then the pshat is a namitzdar if you don't even have one kerem here. If you have one row of vines, and then you leave a space of 8 amis, and then you plant another row of vines, that's not mitzdarf according to Beis Hillel to make it into a kerem. So therefore really here, that the whole middle row got destroyed, so all you're left with is just the two end rows. So even though if you would have planted them at the beginning this way, so far away, if they're 10 amas apart, it would have been mutter to plant something else in between. But now when you planted these end two rows, there was a middle row in the middle when you first planted it. So therefore it has a shame of a kerem on it. Once it has a name of a kerem on it, now you cannot plant in between unless you have a bald spot there of 16 amas by 16 amas. Therefore now that you had three rows planting, even though the middle row became chorav, you could only plant something else in the middle if there's a space now of 16 amis, bald, empty.
Yemishnah tes, hanoiteya es karmoi al shesh esrei amo, shesh esrei amo. Let's say you plant your rows of vines and you leave a space of 16 amis in between one row and the next row. So the locher is, it never becomes a kerem then. Therefore, muta lahovi zera l'sham, you're allowed to plant something else in between. But even though you have 3, 4, 5 rows, but since you left a space of 16 amis in between one row and the next row, it's never mitzvah if you don't have a shame kerem here. Therefore, you're allowed to plant other type of vegetables there, as long as you're marchig, you move away 6 tfachim. It's only by a kerem that you have to move away 4 amis. But if it's not a kerem, only like a yochid, like one vine, it's enough to move away 6 amas. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, Maisa once happened a story, B'tzalmoin, in the city Satzalmoin, B'echod, with one person, Shenota es karmoi al shesh esri yamo, shesh esri yamo, that he planted his rows of vines 16 amas apart. So it doesn't have a shem kerem here. V'yohoifeich sha'ar shtei shurois, Now when the vine started to grow, he would turn, like shar means, sarhi means the top of the vines, the top of the leaves, he would turn them towards one side, make them face one side. And then he would seed the other side with other vegetables. Like a smutte, he went away 6 tfachim and seeded vegetables on the other side. The next year, he would turn the vine towards the other side, because he left that side empty that year. And this year he planted the other side, which he left empty last year. So each year he planted the other side, and he turned over the vines the other way, so it should not look like they're growing together. Came in front of Chachamim, and they said, that's mutter, you're allowed to plant in such a way.
So this is like a raya to the Tanakhama, that you have to divide between one row and another row 16 amas. However, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, they both say, Af hanoteyas karmoy al shmoinish, shmoin amas muta. They hold no, even if you make a lot of rows of vines, but if you may leave a space between one row and the next row of just 8 amas, that's also enough that it never gets a shem kerem. They're only called like yechidim, like separate vines, that you only have to separate 6 tfachim. Now the Tanakam holds, once you have 3 rows, that's like a kerem godol, then you need a space of 16 amis in between. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon says, no, even by the kerem godol, even if you have 3 or 4 rows of these vines, as long as you made a space of 8 amis between one row and the next row, it does not have a shame kerem.
Yeperakei, Mishin Aleph, Kerem Shechorov. If you have a kerem, a vineyard, that in the middle of it, the vines were like destroyed. So not only is it like a krachas, a kerem, you have one bald spot, but throughout the whole kerem, it was like destroyed, certain parts of it. So it depends. Im yesh voilalakot esse gefanim lebeiso, if you still have 10 different vines growing there, in the size of a beiso, which is 2,500 amis, by 2,500 amos, nituyas kilchosen, the way it's supposed to be, like these 10 are spread out, if so, hareza nikra kerem dal. It still has a lach of a kerem. It's just like called a poor kerem. But it still has the same halacha that you can't put another seed there unless you're marchig at least daladamis. What about kerem shuhunoto irbuvia? You have a vineyard that was grown with a mixture. In other words, all the vine are not grown in a straight row, like two or three straight rows, but rather it's all mixed up all over the field. You have vines here, vines there. That's called irbuvia, mixed together. There are only vines growing here. But the question is, does this field have a shem kerem or not? So the halacha is, im yesh poi lechaven shteim keneged sholosh, hareze kerem, if you could find like two against two, and the fifth one coming out like a zonov, like a tail, like we had before, that's the least amount to make a kerem, it's called a kerem. But v'im lav ain't a kerem, if you don't even have this much together, you don't even have two against two and the third one coming out, then it's not called a kerem, even though you have a lot of vines growing here. However, Rabbi Meir says no. Hoyo v'hu nira kisavnis akromim. Since it looks like the form of a vineyard, even though there are no straight rows, there's not even two against two, still it's called a kerem. Harei ze kerem. This is called a kerem. They would have the loch. You have to be machig dal damis. You cannot just be machig six tvochim, but you would have to be machig dal damis. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Beis. Kerem shuhunotui al pochos miarbamis. If you have a kerem, that the whole kerem, the whole vineyard, is less than 4 amis. In other words, the rows were planted less with a space of 4 amis in between one another. So Rabbi Shimon oimer ein kerem. Rabbi Shimon says, if so, that's not called a vineyard. Because a vineyard has to be that it's separated between one shura and another shura, at least 4 amis. If they're so squashed together, that's not called a kerem. Therefore, you only have to be marked with another seed, 6 tvachim. The Chachamim oimer nechom say, no, kerem, it's called a kerem. But v'roi neswam tzoyis kilu einam. We'll take out the middle row. In other words, just look at the first row and the last row. Between them, most probably, there's 4 amis, even though you have a few rows in between. So we look as if the few rows in between are not here, and we just look at the end 2 rows, since they are apart. 4 amis, that makes it into a kerem. But it comes out, let's say you only have 2 rows, and they're grown close together, less than dalet amis in between. So even according to Chachamim, it's also not called a kerem. Mishnah Gimel. Charitz shuoiver b'kerem. If you have like a trench, a ditch, going straight across the kerem, omul kasoro v'rochav abo, it's 10 tfochim deep and 4 tfochim wide. So it depends. Reb Yeliezer ben Yaakov Omer, em ho yem foolish me roish hakerem v'yatzoifoi. If this trench went straight through along the whole length of the kerem, like it mamish like divides up the kerem in half, if so hareza nira kebein shnei keromim. This trench now, this ditch, looks like a new rishus by itself. It's like in between 2 other vineyards. Therefore, you're allowed to plant something else there. V'zorim b'soicha, you're allowed to plant other seeds inside it. It does not look like kerem. But v'yimlav, let's say it does not go straight across the whole kerem, or else it's not 10 deep or 4 wide. Hareyo kagas, then it's like a wine press that you have in the middle of the field that will soon see that you're not allowed to plant other seeds inside it. Now, v'hagasha b'kerem, what is this halacha tak if you have a wine press in the middle of your vineyard, which is amuka soro rechov habo, it's 10 tfochim deep and 4 tfochim wide? So Rabbi Elazar oimer zorim b'soichoi. Rabbi Elazar says, even in such a thing, even in a gas also, you're allowed to plant other seeds there, because it does not look like klayim, because it's called the reshus by itself. However, v'chachomim oisun, chachom say, no, it's also, since it's only 10 by 4, doesn't go along the whole karka, the whole vineyard, it does not divide it in two, but rather looks like part of the vineyard, therefore you cannot plant another seed, other yurokas there. Now, shomeira sheba kerem, what's going to be if you have a hut where the watchman stays in the vineyard? Kevoya asara rechova arbo, it's 10 tfochim high and 4 tfochim wide, is zorim b'soichoi, that's called the reshus, a place by itself, that does not look like klayim, you could plant other seeds in it. But let's say on top of it, the leaves of the vine came across and intertwined. So then also, then takatz also to be zareya inside, because it looks like it's part of the keren. Since you have vines going straight across on top of it, meeting one vine with the other vine, it all looks like part of the kerem. You're not allowed to plant other seeds there.
Mishnah Dalet. Gefen shehin netuya bagas oy baneka.
If you have only one vine that's grown in this wine press or in a clift, baneka means, Farshim said, means there's a hole there in the ground. That in this hole you planted one vine. So noisnin lo avidosa. Yeah, since it's only one vine, if you want to plant another seed, other yerukas, other vegetables there, you have to leave over kedei avidosa, which means six tefachim. The zareya samoiser. Then you're allowed to plant the rest of the gas and the rest of this neck and the rest of this ditch, like you could plant the rest of it with other seeds.
Rabbi Yosi says it depends. Imein shom abo amos. If the whole wine press is not 4 amos wide, but the so cliff like the so necker is not 4 tefachim wide, lo yov is there l'sham, then you cannot just move away 6 tefachim and plant other seeds, because then it looks like an avruvia. But only if it is 4 tefachim wide, then if you leave all the 6 tefachim space, you can plant other seeds there. The habayis shebakerim, let's say you have a house there in the vineyard, zerim b'soichei, then you're allowed to plant other seeds inside it. That for sure is not bottled to the kerim. It looks, since it's mukaf, even though it has gefanim growing all on the sides of it, but since it's like a bias, it's called a place by itself, and it does not look like klayim if you plant other vegetables inside the bias.
Mishneh hei, hanoteya yoruk ba kerim oy mekayim. If you're over the east of klay hakerim, in the middle of your vineyard, you plant another vegetable there, or else mekayim means somebody else, or it starts to grow by itself, the vegetable, and you makayim, you let it stay there, you enjoy it, you do not have das, intentions of uprooting it. So therefore, you're over the years of Klai HaKerem, and the law is that now the Klai HaKerem becomes also Bahano. So how much of the vines become also because of this one vegetable you grew in the middle of your vineyard? So HaReze Mekadesh Aboyim V'Chomesh Gefanim. It makes 45 vines become also Bahano. That's how many vines become also bano because of this one vegetable you grew there. Amosai, when do we have this discheshbin of 45? Bizman shehoyin netuyois al arbamis. When each row of vines was like 4 amis apart. In between one vine and another vine is 4 amis. So in such a case, then you have a shetach, like we once learned before, that it asks the shear of 16 amis by 16 amis. So therefore, in 16 by 16, if you make a square, like of every 4 amas, another vine, and now you'll have a circular circumference going around 16 by 16, in such a case, it'll come out that you would make 45 vines also. Oy al chomish chomish, or else even if each vine is 5 amas apart, even though then if they're 5 amas apart, really around the circle of 16 by 16, you'd only have around 37 gefanim really that become osa, but they say it's like a loy plug, that since people can't tell the difference between 5 or 4, therefore since by 4 tefachim, if they're planted 4 amas apart, the circle would reach 45 gefanim, therefore even though it's planted 5 amas apart, they also left it with the same miser of 45 gefanim. What about toyinatuyas al sheish or al sheva sheva? Let's say your vines were grown with a space of 6 amis between one another, or else 7 amis between one another, then you don't have this cheshbin of 45 anymore, but rather hareze mekadesh sheis esrei amo l'choruach. Rather, it only makes it also as many vines are growing in the circumference around 16 amis by 16 amis on all sides of the vegetable, and agulois v'lemeru boys. We make this cheshbin of making a circle around it. In other words, a circumference, really, it's like 16, no, it's inside, it's like 16 by 16, but with a circle going around. In other words, the diameter is like 32 amis wide,
and then a circle going all around that, as many vines as you have inside it, all those vines become Osor Bahanor. But the rest of the vineyard does not become Osor Bahanor, because it's only 16 amis around this vegetable that becomes Osor with the Yisr Hanor of Kalai HaKerem. Mishnah Vov, Horoya Yerek Bakerim. If you see a vegetable growing in your vineyard, even though you didn't plant it, but now you see it there, the Yomer, and you say, Kishagia loy alaktenu, as soon as I get there, I'll uproot it. In other words, you do not really want it to grow. Mutter, then there's no Issaklaya Kerim, because you do not want it to be there. But what about if you're standing right next to the vegetable, and you say like this, Kishaechsar alaktenu, when I return here, then I'll uproot it. In other words, really right now you could uproot this vegetable, but you're not doing it. You rather say, first let me work with the vines, and later when I come back, then I'll uproot it. So since you could do it right now and you don't, that's considered as if you really want it to be there. And therefore, im hoisir b'masayim asir, is from the time you come back, from the time you left it to the time you come back, it's going to grow now 1/200 of what was there before. So then taka is nisa klat kerem here, and therefore becomes asir b'ano. Because if it does not grow 1/200, whatever grows is automatically bottom raif. Because what grew until now is taka mutter. It's only what's growing now when you want it to be there. So it has to be at least 1/200. It's growing now, then it's not bottom raif, then it remains with the yisaklaya kerem, and it's also bahano. Mishneh Zayin. Hoyoyve b'kerem. If somebody is walking through his vineyard, v'noflu b'menos royim, and seeds, vegetable seeds, fell without you realizing it, and it started to grow there. Oyshayotza im hazvolim, or else when you were fertilizing your vineyard, it happened to be some seeds fell then, vegetable seeds. Oyim hamayim, or else when you were irrigating, watering your vineyard, some seeds fell then, you did not realize it. Or else hazareya, you were seeding one field with vegetables. V'si'arosai haruach yachurav, and the wind took these seeds and blew them back of you, that you had your vineyard there. So in all these cases, mutter, even though it grows up as vegetable, it's mutter, there's no issaklaya kerem, because you did not realize it, you did not want it to be there, therefore there's no issaklaya kerem. What about si'aratoi haruach lefonof? Let's say you're seeding your vegetables here, and the wind now blows the seeds in front of you into a vineyard, so you see it, so you know it's there, you know it's going to grow. So Rabbi Kiva says, Im asovim yupach, if what grows up is only asovim, is only grass-like, it did not come into the vegetable yet, then yupach, all you have to do is just turn it over so it does not grow further. What about v'im oviv? Let's say it started to come up, the stalk started to come up already, the shibolim started to grow up, even though it didn't grow a third yet, is yenafetz. Yenafetz, some learns it means to say like it's also banor, there's nisaklai kerem here ready, and therefore you have to destroy it. V'im haviyah dogen, let's say what grew because of these seeds was wheat, is tidlak, you have to burn it. Like a regular loch of klai kerem, it's also banor, and you have to burn it. Mishneches, ha-makayim koitzim bakerem. If you let thorns grow in your vineyard, so Rebbe Lezer says, Kiddush, there's an Issaklai Kerem here. Because in some cities, Bar Arvi, they say, Neres Erev, people let the thorns grow to feed it to their camels. So therefore, it's called the growth, will have an Issaklai Kerem. The Chachom say, though, Loi Kiddush El Adover Shekamo Mekaimim. It's only us, there's only an Issaklai Kerem, something that grows in your place that you use it for food. So if it's Erev, it's the Eretz Erev that they use these thorns for the camels, it would be also. But in other places, since there they do not use the thorns to feed the camels, it would not have an issa of Kalai HaKerem. Now, Ho'erus, Fi HaKisoim, Kisois, Fi Shoshanas HaMelech, V'Cholmin Ezroim, the some type of seeds that grow different things that look nice, like flowers, is Einam Kalai HaKerem. It does not have an issa of Kalai HaKerem here. Only like either tfu or wheat or else vegetables. Ha canvas is rebtafanoim and a klayim. It's also not called klayim or canvas. The chomer and the chomer say though klayim. This is called klayim.
a canvas that's a min, something that grows around, that we make string from, like. So they hold it's not called a chomseh, it's called klayim.
Since this material is used for things, therefore the chomseh also has nisa klayakerim.
Viaki noros, some says artichokes, is klayim bekerim. That would have a nisa klayakerim. If you plant this in the middle of your vineyards, there would be an Issa Klai HaKerem.
You're up to Perek Shishi. Mishnah Aleph. A Zehu Oris. What is considered an Oris? That it has a loch like a Kerem. An Oris is, so the Mishnah says, Hanoiteya Shura Shel Chomesh Gefanim. If somebody plants a row of five vines, five Gefanim, Bitzat HaGodir, it's near the wall, which is this gedder, this wall, is at least 10 tfachim high. And the chafron and oris is, it's like a sukkah, like that the vines fall over this wall, hang over the wall. So in such a case, it has the shen kerem, even according to Beis Hillel, even though before Beis Hillel said, you have to have at least two rows, it's not enough one row. But here, where it hangs over a gedder, a wall, he agrees it's called a kerem. Or else, oy bitzad chorutz, or else it's near the side of a hole, shu omek asar tfachim, which is 10 tfachim deep, ferocha babon, 4 tfachim wide. Then the locher is noisnin loy avodosa yarbamis. If you want to plant something near this, it's called like a kerim, so you have to separate, go away, 4 amis, and then you can plant something else. Now, Beishamai Yemer Beishamai says, how do we count these 4 amis? Moidu din arba amis, Meiker hagafanim lasodim. We count these 4 amos from the ikar of the fanim, like from the roots of the vine, from where the stump of the vine is until the field. You have to go away 4 amos. Well, Beis Hillel says no. Min hagoder lasodim. You don't count from the ikar, from the roots of the vine, but rather from where the branches branch off. That's called like min hageder, from the wall of where the branches are on. From there, you have to go away 4 amos. Then you can plant something else. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechon and Ben Nuri says, though, that Toyim Koloimrim Kain, whoever says like this is just making a mistake. El, or rather, the locker is like this. Im Yeshom Arba Amos Meika Gefane Vola Goder. If there's 4 Amos between the vines itself and the wall, so then the locker is Noisnin Loyes Avadosai. That according to Beis Hillel, since it's only one row of Gefanim, it's not considered a Kerem. And therefore, all you have to go away is just 6 Tvachim. That's all. That's called Noisnin Loyes Avodosai. We leave over the place of its Avodah 6 Amos, 6 Tvachim. V'zareyas HaMoyser, and then you'll have to plant the rest. True, you have to have 4 Amos there, but then you'll have to plant the rest of it. Now, V'kamihi Avodah Sagefim, how much do you have to go away? Like what's called the work of the Geffen, Shisha Tvachim L'choruach. It's only have to go away 6 Tvachim. As according to Rabbi Yechon and Manuri, since according to Beis Hillel, there's only one row here, and one row of Gefanim is not called a Kerem yet. So since it's not called a Kerem, it has the loch like a Geffen Yechidi, that all you have to do is just go away 6 Tvachim, all the choruach on all sides of it. Rabbi Akiva says Shloisha, you only have to go away 3 Tvachim. In other words, Rabbi Kiva holds that by every Geffen Yechidi, all you have to go away is just 3 Tvachim. Your Mishnah base. Oris, again, this type of a vines that are growing, that the leaves are hanging over something. Shul Yoitze Min HaMadrega. That is coming out from a Madrega, let's say like from a hillside. Is Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer? It depends. If I made vorit, if a person could stand on the ground itself, and it could like cut off, gather together from all these vines together, then it's considered like a regular kerem that you can't plant within 4 amos all around it. The imlov, let's say you can't stand there and gather together all of it, then it is not called like together like one big kerem, but rather only you can't plant right connected it. But further away, you could plant. There's no Isser of a Dalar Amos here. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Af hanoteya achas bi'oritz v'yachas b'madrega. We have one vine on a regular plain ground,
and the second one is on the hillside up already. So it depends. Im gevoye min aratz asar tfachim, if it's already high up, 10 tfachim off the ground, einem mitzarefes imo, then you can't put the two together, it's not called like a kerim. V'yim lav, if it's not 10 tfachim higher, then harezu mitzarefes imo, then you can put the two together, and it could make it into a kerim. Mishneh Gimel. Hamadle es hagefen al miktsos apifyorus. If you like train, you hang over your vines over part of a frame, type of a frame. So the locher is lo yovoy zera el tachas hamoisa. You're not allowed to plant underneath the rest of the frame, even the part of the frame that the vine is not hanging over. But since this vine now is eventually going to grow and hang over the whole frame, so you're not allowed to plant even now seeds underneath the rest of the frame. Even though right now it's not considered underneath the geffen itself. But let's say in Havi, let's say you did bring other seeds there. Like Kiddush, right now there's no Issaklaya Kerem since it's not underneath the vine. But V'yim Hilech HaChodesh, let's say later Rataka spread, the vines spread, and now it's over this bottom plant, the bottom Yorick. The Locher is also, then it becomes an Issaklaya Kerem. V'chein HaMadle HaMiksas Ilan Srok. The same thing if you like train, you grow over your vines, over a tree, a Elon Srok that can't give off fruits. So the same thing, it's also to plant underneath the whole tree, even the parts of the vines are not there yet, since eventually it's going to get there. Mishneh Dalet. Hamadle es hagefen al miktsos Elon Michael. Let's say you train, you have your vines growing over a fruit tree that gives off fruit. So then the locher is muta lahavi zera el tachas hamoiser. You're allowed to plant vegetables underneath the rest of the tree. It's a part of the tree that right now the vines are not over. In other words, since this is a chash of a tree, it's a fruit tree, we do not say you're going to be mavatal this tree to let the vines grow over it. But rather you're only letting the vines grow over this part, but the other parts for sure you're going to leave. You're going to let it be a fruit tree. So therefore you're allowed to plant vegetables underneath that part of the tree. There's only Nisa Klaya Kerim, but by Ilonus, there's no Issa to plant the vegetable next to a tree. There's only an Issa grafting, not an Issa to plant Yerokos next to a tree. Then the Mishnah says, V'yim Hilech HaChodesh, let's say the vines though spread over and grow, growing towards the rest of the part of the tree, Yachzirenu, just push it back to the other side, and it does not become Klaya Kerim, the vegetables underneath. Now, Maise once happened a case, Shaholach Rabbi Yeshua, Eitza Rabbi Yishmael, Lekvar Oziz. The hero, and he showed him over there, there was a gef in this vine, Mudle al Miktsas Taina, that was hanging over part of a fig tree. Omaloin, he asked him, he said to him, Mohani Lohovi Zera Tachas HaMoiser, am I allowed to plant other vegetables underneath the rest of the tree? Omaloin, he said back to him, Mutta, yes, you're allowed to. Then he brought him to the city called Moganya. The Rehu, and he showed him over there again, Geffen, Shimudla al Miktsas HaKoyra. He showed him a vine that's hanging over a part of a beam. The Sadin Shel Shikma, and the bark, the trunk of a Shikma tree. Uvoi Koyras Harbe, and there were a lot of branches there. Omolois, he said to him, Tachas HaKoyra Zuosar. Under this branch itself, it's also, but the Yasham Mutta, the other branches, you're allowed to. In other words, under the branch that the vine is hanging over, there you should not plant vegetables underneath that branch, because it has a vine there. But under the other branches, then you are allowed to plant other vegetables there. Then Mishneh Hei, Ezehu Ilon Srak. What's called a tree? What's called a tree that does not bear fruit? So, kol she'enu oise peris. Anything that does not bear fruit. Rabbi Meir says, ha'kol ilan tzrok. All trees are called ilan tzrok. Chutz min hazayis fiatena. Except the olive tree and a fig tree. These give off a lot of fruits. But all other trees are considered like an ilan tzrok. Rabbi Yossi says, kol she'en kamo noitin sodoi shleimois harez ilan tzrok. Any tree that is not like
have in the field which is planted of it is called an Ilan Srok. In other words, the shaila here is this tree called a good chash of a tree that you're not mevatlet to the gefen? Or else, no, an Ilan Sorok, like even though it gives off some fruit, but if it does not give off a plenty, a lot of fruit, then we say the tree like is butter to the gefen. And therefore, when the gefen spreads and grows all over the tree, you're going to let it stay there. So then it's also to plant other vegetables underneath this tree. Mishneh Vov. Piskei Oris. I mean, let's say in this Oris, this grow, this row of vines that's hanging over a fence or over something, let's say Piskei, it stopped growing in the middle of it. So the locker is, how much of a separation is there between one and another that it's still considered like a kerim? Like, how far apart is it that it's not, that it does not be considered like one kerim? So the Mishnah says, Shemoyne Amos V'yoyt, 8 Amos and a little bit more. If you have 8 Amos space and a little bit more between one vine and another vine, then it's not mitzarif, it does not look like one kerim. Now, v'chol midah shamer chacham bekerim, all other times when the chacham give a shir in a kerim, ain behem v'yoyt, it does not have a little bit more. If it says dal ramis, it means dal ramis exactly. Chutz me piskei oris, except this shir of a pisk in the middle of an oris, if you don't have vines growing there, then we need 8 amos and a little bit more. Now, elohein piskei oris, this is what is considered a piskei oris. So, oris shechorav miyam tso, a oris that was destroyed in the middle of it, and it was left over 5 vines on one side, or 5 vines on the other side. So it depends. If there's 8 amos in between them, then it's still mitzaref lo yavizer l'shom. You can't bring another vegetable there. But shemayin amos v'yoyt, if there's 8 amos and a little bit more in between it, then it's not mitzaref. And therefore, nice and like they have a dosai, just leave over the 6 tvachim, the zareya samaiser, and then you're allowed to plant the rest. The Mishneh Zayin, oris shehu yoytsei min hakoysel, mitoich hakeren v'chola. Again, this oris says again these vines. You have, let's say, 5 vines growing there that are overflowing over a koysel, over a wall. Now, this type of a wall, let's say, is like a corner. Now, at the corner, you have, let's say, 3 gefanim on one side and 2 on the other side. Like, let's say, like a dalad. In that corner there, by the dalad, by the longer part, you have 3. And by the top, the shorter part, you have 2. That's called oris shehu yoytsim in a koysel, these vines that are hanging over a koysel. Mitoich hakeren v'kola. That comes, like, to the corner where it ends there. So the locher is noisnin loyavoy dosoi. You only have to leave over now 6 tvachim. The zereya samoiser, and you can plant the rest of the length of the kaisel. Even though here the chiddush is it's not dalaramis long, and before we always had you could only plant in the rest of the field if there's dalaramis there, because then like it's a dover choshev by itself, it's not bottled to the vine. But here, since it's along the wall, it's okay, even though it's not dalaramis long. Rabbi Yosi argues and says, no, im ein sham arba amis, if the length of the wall from there on is not 4 amis, lo yovi zeru l'sham, then you're not allowed to plant another seed there, you cannot plant. Then there would be an issa klayim. V'nishneches, hakonim hayoytsim in oris. If you have again these vines that are hanging over, let's say, a wall or reeds, so hakonim, these are the reeds itself, that hayotzim in oris, that come out from the vines. In other words, the vines are over, hanging over part of the reeds, and the rest of the reeds are still there, it's tall. Now, v'chos aleim l'poskan, you have rachmonis on it, that's the reason why you're not chopping off this extra kanim. In other words, not because you want the vines to grow on top of it and hang over it, but just because you have yachas, means you don't want to destroy the kanim itself. So then, connect the muta. Then what's along the other side of the kanim, but you don't have the vines, you're allowed to plant underneath it. Because we don't say like you want to let the rest of the vine grow over it. Because really, if it was up to you, you would cut off this extra reed. The only reason why you're leaving it there is because you don't want to destroy the reed itself.
But what about Osan Kadeshi Halach Aleim HaChodesh? Let's say you are for sure leaving it there with the intentions that you want the new vines that are going to grow up to hang over this reed, the rest of the reeds. Then also, then you're not allowed to plant underneath the rest of that reed now, because so far it's going to end up that there will be more vines growing over it, and then there'll be the Issa Klai HaKerem. Mishneh Tes. HaPerach HaYotze Min HaOrus. Again, you have these vines hanging over the leaves, or hanging over a wall, or these reeds. Now, a perach grows, I mean, it starts to blossom, and you have like a flower growing outwards. So the question is now, from where do we start counting the shear? Let's say if it's not a kerem, if it's called a gefen yechidi, you have to go away six tfachim. Where do we start counting these six tfachim from? From the flower, or maybe still no, from the ikar of the vines. See, the Mishnah says, Royanoiser kilo mitutelet luyaboy. You have to look as if at the end of the flower, when the flower sticks out, we have to like drop a weight right over there to get the bottom of the ground right over there. And therefore, connect the also, that space between the vine and the end of where the flower is, it's also the plant. You have to start counting your six tfachim further on. V'chein bedolis, and the same thing would apply if you only have one vine growing. And again, something starts to stick out of it, whether it's a flower or a new branch. From under that branch also, we have to go away six tfachim before you plant other seeds. Now, ha-moiseach zemara me'ilon le'ilon. Let's say you have a long vine and you stretch it out from one tree to another tree. So the locher is tachteh also. Then underneath this vine, since l'maise it's a vine there, it's also, you're not allowed to plant other seeds there. What about sifko b'chevel, oy b'gemi? That means really this vine does not reach the next tree, but you still want to like tie it around. So you add a string to the end of the vine, and then because of the extra string, you're able to attach it to the tree. So then it depends like this, either a string or a begemi or some leaves. So then it depends. Tachas hasipuk mutter. Under the string, that's not the vine itself, that you are allowed to plant other seeds. Just under the vine, not, but under the extra string you have there, that you are allowed to plant. What about our soul, Kadeshi, Halach, Olav, HaChodesh? Let's say the reason why you extended the string is because you want the new vines, the new leaves to grow on top of it. Then also, then you're not allowed to plant other seeds underneath it, even though right now there's no vine there, but because it's Sifai, at the end there will be more vines growing on this string. Therefore, right now, under the string, you cannot plant other seeds. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape, next paragraph.